Imagine that you're waking up tomorrow and you're kind of wiping the crusties out of your eye, and you're waking up gradually, and you grab your phone and you start scrolling through, catching up on some news. Of course, you start your day with your time of grace devotion, and you take a look, and all of a sudden a notification pops up. Whoa, what's this? A deposit in my bank account. I didn't really do anything to earn any extra money. Don't know what this is. Is this a scam? So you take a look at your phone and you log in, and whoa, that's so many zeros, I can't even count it. I don't even know what that number is. It's like a bajillion dollars or something. And sure enough, you find out later that you have a long, distant, far-off relative who passed away and deposited into your account a treasure, an inheritance beyond what you could even count or fathom. Incredible. You know, this week we've been talking about Abraham and what a great hero of faith he is. And God tells us in the Bible that it's not because he did anything special, but simply because God gave him this incredible grace and blessing by faith. I want you to hear this verse. It comes up a lot in the New Testament. It references back to Genesis 15, verse 6. Here's what it says. Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. Abraham knew that he didn't do anything special. He didn't deserve any of these wildly awesome promises that God made to him. He just simply believed what God said. And so in turn, God deposited into his spiritual account all this righteousness. That's a fancy way of saying a right relationship with God. God put it into his spiritual bank account. You might feel right now that you're kind of running on empty in life. Like you're just crawling along, barely hanging on by a thread. That's okay, because you're just like Abraham. You trust in God's awesome promises, the promises that he makes through his son, Jesus Christ. Oh, and guess what? Jesus is your long, far-off, distant relative, your brother who came here to this world and took on human flesh just like you and I have. He's the one who came and lived and died for us, and because he won a victory at the cross, he has deposited into your account, your spiritual bank account, all of his righteousness, all of his love, all of his forgiveness. It's all yours. You haven't earned it. You haven't deserved it, but like Abraham, it's yours by faith. Sometimes you might feel like you don't have much going on in life, but guess what? Like Abraham, you're a hero of faith. Not because of what you've done, but because you are rich in Jesus. You simply trust God's promises, and he credits it to you as righteousness. That is your eternal treasure and inheritance now and forever through faith in Jesus Christ.